Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Chase DeCoit talking about the Beef Quality Assurance Program. Back with Chase in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today is Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, this spring, the beef industry has rolled out a new artificial intelligence being by the name of Chuck to interact with today's consumers. Tell us about Chuck.
Absolutely. Chuck knows beef. It's the only all-knowing virtual beef expert powered by Google Artificial Intelligence. It's here and ready to help consumers as their personal guide to all things beef. And Chuck Knows Beef was developed as part of the Checkoff's priority of revolutionizing the beef shopping experience.
And both Alexa and your Google Home Assistant know Chuck.
There are nearly 50 million smart speaker owners in the U.S. today, with the two most popular devices being Amazon Alexa and the Google Home Assistant. And Chuck Knows Beef is available as a skill on both of these popular smart speakers.
And you can also hook up with Chuck by going to chuckknowsbeef.com. And Chuck's also available at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Chase DeCoit is the director of the BQA, Beef Quality Assurance Program, for the U.S. beef cattle industry. And he says that the program has always been about doing the right thing and then letting consumers know that's being done.
The BQA program, or Beef Quality Assurance, started about 30 years ago when we noticed some quality defects that were coming into the supply chain and into meat because of some live cattle practices and injection site lesions and the like that were occurring. And BQA was created to fix those problems. It was so good at fixing those problems that it continues to evolve. It continues to be an important program for our industry because it is effective at improving beef quality. And we measure that every 5 years through the National Beef Quality Audit, and we are improving as an industry. And BQA is a large driver of that positive improvement. So it's a tool, an education, and a certification that producers can use to improve their operations, improve how they manage their cattle, and overall improve beef quality in our entire industry.
I guess literally it was known kind of as that injection site program in those early days.
Yeah, definitely. In the early days, people referred to it as the injection site move from the hind to the neck. But today it's so much more than that. We have a really robust training. We talk about cattle health. We talk about biosecurity. We talk about transportation. It's really a total cattle management program because we've learned that from the way you handle your cattle to how you use those animal health products and the records you keep can improve meat quality.
When BQA first rolled out, it was an in-person, localized type training at local sale barns and the like. Today, cattle producers can still attend those local or regional type trainings in person, but more and more cattle producers are getting that information in a digital format. Earlier here in 2019,
we surpassed 50,000 online certifications in a platform that we just launched 2 years ago. So very impressive how the industry has really wrapped its arms around BQA, decided to go through those trainings and adopt the practices.
Somewhere along the way, BQA suddenly appeared on the radar of folks as far as being able to be kind of like a good housekeeping seal of approval that you could show consumers, hey, we care.
You know what? That's exactly right. We have really seen an uptick in the use of BQA to instill consumer confidence. We're seeing players in the supply chain wrap their arms around BQA, adopt BQA, and really ask cattle producers to participate in that program because they know it can improve consumer satisfaction, but also consumer confidence in our industry in regards to how we're responsibly raising beef cattle.
Where are we going with BQA? In other words, where's those next steps?
Yeah, you know, I think when you look at the BQA program, we continue to measure things. The 2016 Beef Quality Audit found some ways that we could improve in regards to transportation. Last year, we launched the BQA Transportation Program to combat that. We're seeing a lot of people enroll and educate themselves around best management practices in regards to transportation. So I think as the next audit process occurs in the next couple of years here and we get some results from that, we'll see where the program goes and what we need to address to improve beef quality and the program.
So for that producer that either wants to brush up on what he's learned, or he wants to get into the program for the very first time, what do they do?
Yeah, certainly. We hope that all producers would be BQA certified, but if you haven't done that so far, a good place to start is on BQA.org. You can find the contact information for your state coordinator and see what local events you have to become BQA certified, or you can start your online certification right there.
Chase DeCoit on BQA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the annual M-Flex and Limousine Production Sale at Hall Coyote Hills Ranch, May 4th, 1 o'clock at the ranch near Chattanooga, Oklahoma. Selling 120 head as 75 lots featuring five fancy show heifer prospects by Aviator, Air Force One, and TASF Crown Royal. Also, 30 fall calving cow-calf pairs, many with show heifer prospects at side. Call 580-597-3006 for more information or go to hallchr.com to view the catalog with complete performance pedigrees, EPDs, photos, and videos.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.